Well, there is no doubt that more and more Americans continue to be concerned about the level of inflation, which is at the highest point in 40 years, or the fact that gas prices are through the roof, and the kind of the economic impacts of all of these things and the monetary policy that goes along with a lot of this. Well, coming up on Monday, we've got a very special guest in town speaking to the Detroit Economic Club, and it'll take place at the Huntington Place, formerly TFC Center. And they're going to cover a wide range of issues, and very excited to have Charlie Evans join us this morning, President and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. Charlie, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Chris. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Very much looking forward to your address on Monday. Now, in a recent CNBC survey, the current economy has the majority of Americans pegged and concerned about an economic recession. 81% of respondents believe that one is potentially coming down the pipe this year. Is this something that we should be worried about? Are those worries unfounded? What's your purview on this?
Well, I think, you know, I think anytime, you know, you take a survey like that and, you know, a large number of Americans say that they're worried about something, then we obviously have challenges. I certainly appreciate how, you know, households, businesses can be concerned about how the economy is going to proceed over the next year or two. Inflation is very high right now, and it happened very quickly. Gas prices are high, automobile prices are unbelievably high, and durable goods and all kinds of things. But the labor market is doing extremely well. The unemployment rate nationally is 3.6%. Job openings are extraordinarily plentiful, and businesses really want to hire workers, and, you know, wages are going up. But inflation is very high, and so that seems to be, you know, the mix of issues, and I can certainly appreciate why people are nervous about this. And so we're paying close attention to this at the Federal Reserve.
Charlie, it's interesting. The Fed is expected to accelerate rate hikes, which, you know, some say will continue through much of 2023. What are you envisioning there?
Well, that's a great question. Monetary policy has been very accommodative going through the COVID pandemic. You know, we've had short-term policy interest rates about at zero. We've had our foot on the gas, and now inflation has really taken off. And, you know, it's appropriate to, you know, get monetary policy to a much more neutral setting and then see how much more is you know, required. And so I anticipate that we'll be increasing short-term policy rates to a more neutral level. We're at a quarter to a half a percent right now, and I would expect that we're headed for at least 2.25% to 2.5% either by the end of this year or the first quarter of next year. And at that point, I think we're going to be looking at how inflation is hopefully coming down, but maybe that won't be the case, and how much more we have to do.
Now, it wasn't a surprise that the Fed raised the interest rates. We expect it to happen multiple times throughout the next year and even beyond. But when you're dealing in quarter points or half points, I would imagine that if you're raising it by a half a point, that gets us to where we want to be or where the Fed wants us to be a little faster. So why do they deal in maybe quarter increments?
You know, for quite a long period of time, it's been a very appropriate and just sort of a measured pace of increases. There was, you know, considerable time in order to raise rates. There's more urgency now. And so I think really the idea is that by the end of this year, we ought to be, if not at neutral, very close to neutral, so that we could take stronger action if that's needed. The consumer price index last month was 7.9%. That's driven by an awful lot of special factors. But even as it begins to come down, it's probably going to stay at, you know, much too high a level, 3 to 4%. And so we're going to have to right size the stance of monetary policy, bring our balance sheet down also. That will get us to a more neutral and perhaps restrictive level. And so it could be that half point increases, front loading our policy response, could be appropriate to get there by the end of the year, a little closer to where ultimately many think we should be in 2023.
You know, Charlie, there are so many different factors really contributing to all of this. I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of them. The work from home phenomenon and obviously what's going on over in Ukraine.
It's an extraordinary time period. You know, in the U.S., obviously, coming out of the COVID, remote work for, you know, office services, many people, you know, were always working, you know, on-site manufacturing and, you know, medical personnel and all of that. But many business professionals were able to work at home. People are going back to the office. But we've learned that we can do this, you know, electronically, digitally. And a lot of people don't want to spend the time commuting. And so I think businesses are going to struggle for quite some time to figure out what their employees want, how to maintain morale and engagement and all of that. So that'll factor into, you know, how businesses are responding. Obviously, the Russian invasion of Ukraine has just been a horrible tragedy for, you know, everyone in that part of the world in Ukraine. And that is, with all of the economic sanctions, with all of the dependence on energy from so many different sources, the you know, agricultural wheat that comes from that breadbasket area for many parts of the world, that's going to put a lot of strain and pressure on food prices. And, you know, that's going to keep elevated, you know, a large part of the consumer price index basket. And those are real restrictions, real shortages. I mean, monetary policy is almost a bystander looking at that type of price adjustment until things settle out. So it's going to be a very challenging time for everyone.
In about a minute we've got left here, Charlie, we always appreciate your time as well. Talk to me about what we're seeing from a policy perspective, where we're seeing bills come out of Washington, D.C. that are they're just so much bigger than bills we've seen in the past. I know that's probably a loaded question, but in a nutshell, what does that do to our economic future?
Well, I think you know, with the COVID pandemic and, you know, with the health crisis and the need to, you know, create and distribute vaccines and all of that and provide for businesses, supporting them when, you know, they were hurt by this shock that just put everybody at risk. And so, you know, I think, you know, both administrations and Congress passed bills that were extraordinarily large that have added tremendously to the deficit that was already very large. And we're now going to be moving into a period where that fiscal support is waning. All of those programs supporting households and businesses are coming to an end. And actually, the state of aggregate demand is going to be less because of the waning influence. And you know, we are left with a higher, you know, level of national debt. It is the case that investors around the world still, you know, enjoy holding U.S. Treasury securities. They're the safest among, you know, sure, any in the world. But we have to get, you know, everything right-sized in terms of how we meet our fiscal obligations, for sure.
A conversation on the economy and monetary policy, all courtesy of Charlie Evans, the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. This will take place Monday at the Detroit Economic Club. Very much look forward to it. I appreciate your time, Charlie, and insight this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
As we continue this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show, live from the Opera House on opening day, right here on WJR.